Thanks for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hello. My name is Violet, and I have here a letter that sent to me. I have a reservation code. Do you want it?
Yes, please. Hold on 1 second. Let me pull up that screen. And if you could repeat it back to me, just 4 digits at a time, please.
Okay. 2511.
Okay.
3701.
3701. Okay.
0015.
0015.
2554.
Four. Okay. One moment, please, and I'll pull up the information that we have on file for you. And I'm speaking with Violet, correct?
Yes.
And this is Kuwaka Daycare. Am I saying that correct? Kuwaku Daycare?
Kuwaku Daycare Center, yes.
Okay. Hold on one more second here. And then, Violet, we have a new phone system, and we experienced a couple dropped calls here and there. Would there be a good number that I could reach back out to you if, God forbid, the call were to drop?
Yes. 267.
Okay.
290.
290.
9840.
40. Great. Thank you so much. And then lastly, I just want to confirm the information that we have on the business. Are you still located at the 139 Long Lane address in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania?
Yes, my address is from 137 to 141.
141.
Long Lane, Upper Darby. Yes, because I expanded a little bit.
Oh, okay, great, great. And then lastly, your business, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC? I'm sorry?
Corporation.
Okay, would that be a C-Corp or an S-Corp?
S.
S-Corp. Excellent, excellent. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a bunch of different programs, and I can point you in the right direction to see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Yeah, I wanted to expand in the 30th floor. I have a space in the 30th floor that the state require me to fix it in different ways that I can be able to put children there.
Okay. Was there a specific dollar amount that you're looking for to help with the expansion?
Yes. It's like all together for everything that I'm looking for is like $250,000.
Okay. And would that include equipment as well as operational capital?
Including operational, what do you mean?
Including, is that including equipment and capital? Or were you looking, I know that
including everything, that's why I want 250.
Okay. Okay, so can you explain a little further, the breakdown of the items that you're looking to bring on and how much cash you would need besides the items that you need? I know that the total is 250. You know, how much of that would be equipment and, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, I want first to know whether you're going to get the money or not, you know. That's why I want to try to know if it will be possible to get the money instead of me telling you what I need and then eventually there is no.
Yeah, it would actually be impossible for us to just give you $250,000 without, you know, going through the application process and seeing.
I know I will do the application, but I just wanted to know, is it possible to get the money if you know everything that I want to do? Instead of me telling everything I want to do and then later you say, no, it's not possible.
Okay, yeah, well, the thing is, we would need to get information regarding the business, the cash flow and things to our underwriting department, who runs them through the algorithms to see if it would be a good fit for your business. So we would have an application and we'd want to look at 6 months of business bank statements to verify cash flow for your business, and also the first couple pages of the most recent tax return to verify sales from the year previous. Our loans are based off of the sales from the year previous, and we're able to lend 10 to 15% of those sales to your business to use as you see fit, if that makes sense.
For me, I get only like $50 to $60 per month.
$50,000 to $60,000?
Yes.
Okay. So that's, you're looking at about $500,000 to $600,000 a year in sales, correct?
$500,000 a year.
Okay. Okay. So based off that number, we could, with regards to capital, make $50,000 to $60,000 to $65,000 available for you for cash. Now, in the 200, yes, in cash. But I know that you're looking for equipment as well for this expansion. So we can do a separate transaction because we have equipment financing and we have working capital loans. So we have two separate programs that could assist your business.
So you have to do two loans, like apply twice.
Well, you only apply once, but we would put it into two separate programs if that makes sense. I'll explain.
I don't know how much it's going to be.
So together we would need, I'll explain a little further. So with our working capital program, we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So that would be upwards of $60,000 to $65,000. And then our equipment finance program is kind of like similar to a car loan. You know, it's 2 to 5 years in length. It's a monthly payment and the rate started around 4%. And it's basically we can finance anything that is considered equipment for the business. So part of those expenses we could put under the equipment financing to get you up to that $250,000 mark. Does that make sense?
It's going to be difficult already. I don't think if it's going to work that way. I just want to be honest. That's why all the lenders, I just want to tell them I don't want to waste time again, like applying.
Yeah.
And all the things, statement and all those things. And then eventually they say, unfortunately, we cannot.
Right. Know. Yeah. I understand that. That's a big headache and it's time consuming.
So let me try the one that I have already because I have a loan already that is ongoing.
Who's that with?
My same loan. Okay.
Who's that? Who's the current loan that you have with?
It's okay.
But do you know
if they would be able to do that? But you know, instead of trying somewhere else, it's gonna be difficult for now. I can see.
Okay, well, just a couple quick questions. How would you rate the personal credit? You know, is it above average? You know, average, below average?
No, it's not above.
just about average.
630.
630. Okay. Well, you know, that's a non-issue for us. I know that some lenders, you know, they look at that a lot and things of that nature, but we're able to lend to people that, you know, have credit challenges and things of that nature. Again, there's a lot of options out there. I know it may sound like there's a lot of paperwork involved here, but it's actually a really quick process and we can get you feedback inside of 24 hours to know if it would be a good fit for you. And if we're not, you know, we can part ways. And
yeah, but I have to send like 6 months statement. I have
yes. Yeah.
And I have to, you know, things like yeah. that a lot.
I understand. That's just the way that our process works, though. Unfortunately, it is a little bit time-consuming. But in the end, we can give you some definitive answers to know if we could help out the business or you know, that we can.
Yeah, I really wanted to know whether it's going to be able to or not before I do all those things.
Yeah, I understand. I know that it sounds like we could make funds available to you just based on the sales and your credit score. It's just, I just don't know how much. That's the issue.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Let me try after like 6 months again, okay?
Okay, can I give you my direct dial? You know, so in between now and then, if you had any questions, you could just give me a call directly and I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, but 6 months is long.
Yeah.
So you want me to keep the phone? Okay, you can give me your phone.
Sure, it's 858.
858.
779. 0426. And we would actually, the minimum amount of bank statements months, we would only need to look at four in actuality of your bank statements.
Okay. Yeah, but for now, I don't think if you will be able to lend me that much.
Right.
We still have another loan going on right now.
Okay. Who is that with? Is it with, do you know by chance? I'm just curious if they're the same in our network or not.
Yeah, it's the same lenders, you know, first lenders like you.
Okay.
Are you the one in the picture here in this paper?
I don't believe so. Yeah. No, I'm not on. I'm not on the picture.
Oh, okay. So, what is your name then? When you call this number.
My name is Zach, and it's spelled Z-A-C-H.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Zach. Thank you very much. Then.
Yeah.
sometimes. Thank
yeah,
you.
Well, Violet, I appreciate your time today, and it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.